Shabbat Shalom, Parashat Truma. You know, there's a custom, an obligation almost, that we need to read the weekly portion before the actual Sabbath start. It's a ritual. You know, when you go into a synagogue on the Sabbath, you will see that the weekly portion is divided into seven different parts. In every part, there's going to be a person who's going to go up, bless it, and read it. One of the reasons it's separated and divided into seven parts is that we're going to have the morning routine of reading the weekly portion, first part, second part, third part, etc. And for the people who are actually doing it, reading the text and reading the explanations, something changes when they arrive to Parashat Truma. Think about it. In the last book and a half, Genesis and half of the Exodus, every week was more fascinating than the other. We read amazing stories about Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. We read the story of the Exodus. We read about the revelation in Sinai. And even last week, we talked about how we take the big things into our day-to-day life in the Parashat Mishpatim. And now we start to read the manuscript of how to build the tabernacle. Now, if you're into building, maybe it will be a fascinating portion for you. But for most of the people, they don't understand it. When you read into the text, you will see that the vast majority of the time, they talk about the way, the path of how they're going to do it and where. They're going to go into the small, minor details of the size and the shape and what it was made from and how they're going to build it actually. And the third was going to be about the fact that everything is like, you should do it, Moses, you should do it, Moses, and this and that, about the doing. All of that to bring you back the main question: what can we take out of it? Now, we believe that every word that's written in the Torah is holy and every word counts. And we talked about it several times in the past. When people ask you why dinosaurs are not mentioned in the Bible, I don't know if they were existing or not, and even if they were there in the world, they're not relevant. I'm not just going to write details. We're not going to read details in the Torah that are not important for us, for the future, for history. It's the story of the dinosaurs, and it's also the story of what was the shoe size of Moses. I don't know. And it's not important. This is the way when we read those portions, we need to take out of it more than just the story of what happened then, how it's going to teach us something now. And this is something where I really love to do. You read a story that happens about the way they're going to build the sink, and you think about it, what does it tell you? I want to take three big messages from this weekly portion of Truma and try to bring it into our life. The first, it takes time, the way. When you think about it, our life today became such life that the one thing we want more than anything is to make the process go really, really fast. Think about it, that everything that we are doing in our life today, just making things faster. Imagine your parents, when you were young, and you go back and you think of how long would it take to just make food. Today, you can go to the supermarket and buy all the ingredients already cut. You throw it into the microwave and you make it warm in just 2 minutes and everything goes fast. Not only that, you go and you want to know something. You remember when you had to go to the library or to open books and search for it? I remember making a paper about dogs when I was in the second grade, spent hours in the library. And today, you go to your computer, you go to your phone, here, just two clicks away and it's there. Everybody talks about AI and how life is going to be much, much more efficient. Efficient meaning different words to say time will be at your possession. Things are going to go fast. I think at this week portion and all the process we're going to read about, we understand the value of work and time. Sometimes the things that you're connected to the most are the things you really made an effort. to build, to work on. It's true about our relationship. It's true about our wife and our husband. It's all what takes time. You look at the relationship today of younger people and you understand that those relationships are a bit less deep because time wasn't invested in it. It's very fast. You send a message and text and that's it. When you want to learn something, and when I made this work about dogs, I remember almost every detail 30 years later. But when you do something and you click a button in AI, it's all going to become very nice, probably very beautiful as well. But it's not going to be deep. It's not going to be real. It's true about relationship with ourselves, with our peers and friends, with our family, with God Himself. When you're looking at the instant gratification, you know you're going to lose a lot of the depth. And that's the first lesson from this week portion. It takes time. Building the process. You build it, it makes you connected to it. It's what we called, and we said it in the past, the IKEA effect. When you make it, you build it, you love it. The second thing we're saying is the small details. And it goes back to what we said before. When you really love somebody, when you care about somebody, the biggest thing you can do is to connect with those small details about what he loves. When you remember what he asked for in the past and you give it to him in the next birthday, or just the people all around you. We all know that we love the people who heard something you told them and didn't forget. I thought about you because you asked for it, or you said something, or that's something I made for you because I remember you like it. There is an importance of going into the small details. It's true in life, but it's very important when we're talking about the connection with God. Small details mean you care. Small details mean is I really want to make you happy. So I heard and I wrote and I planned and I did everything possible to really do it the best for you. The small details of this week portion, sometimes this is nothing to us. But the size and the shapes and all of that says, this is God's will. It's not a favorite cake your grandson like. It's God's will and every detail count. And when you look at the small details they had to face, you understand how it's not random. This is not IKEA. It's a work of God coming into life. And the third thing we said, it's not only that we talked about the ways in the process or the small details, it's about the command. And the command is very interesting because while most of the parasha, when all the vessels were talking about, the command was to Moses, and you shall do, and you will do. Moses was with all the vessels, but when it came to the Ark of the Covenant, and it says ve'asu, in plural, talking about the people. And that's a very fundamental point. When you're reaching out and when you're exposing your part of the work in building the tabernacle, you are really connecting with your part of the Torah, with your part of the saying of God in the world. We believe that all of us has a saying. We believe that we were brought to the world to have a saying and to say something that's going to be only ours. Or let's put it this way. If we don't have a special voice or something special to say or to do, why were we brought here? When you are exposing your inner power, your inner energy, and you're being part of something big, you're exposing something that wasn't there before you. We need you there. We are looking for you to expose and to say and to bless us with your special saying. These rituals were made to build the tabernacle. Everybody together is that everybody is going to devote his time, his attention to expose his inner power. In all the different vessels, the command was to contribute, to donate. When it comes to the Ark, to the Torah, to the meaning of the inner power of God's power in the world and voice in the world, we need your input. It's not enough to contribute. We want to hear what you have to say. We want to see what you have to bring to the table. We were waiting for this for so long. These are three out of many lessons that we can learn from this week. Next week, we're going to have the same. Always look at those weekly portions and understand if they're here and they're detailed, there should be a lesson for me. What is the lesson you've learned from this week's parasha? Shabbat Shalom.